Which kind of leads us into secret societies, Jordan, something I have always, like you've been interested in reptilians, I've been always interested in secret societies, and you've done some work in that arena as well.
Yeah.
These societies go back since almost the beginning of mankind, don't they?
Oh, without a doubt, absolutely. You can trace this, trace the concept of people coming together for their own just causes, and not all secret societies are evil, of course. And I need to preface my comments here by saying I have never presented myself ever as being the world's foremost authority on anything. I'm too smart for that. I am painfully well
you know, just
aware
about
of how
enough.
Much I, yeah, of how much I don't know. So I'm not the world's foremost authority, but I've been looking at this these kind of subjects for 43 years, and yes, the secret societies are a very powerful influence on the world today. There are things going on in the world today, politically and religiously, that would shock the normal person hearing it. And you can begin to pick up on there is a whole system of symbols and emblems and words and terms, catchphrases, flags, national coats of arms, presidential seals, corporate logos. All of this is a message. All of these different symbols are messages. They're telling you something. And symbols are very powerful. If you don't think so, wear an armband with a swastika on it and walk into your local synagogues and see the kind of response you will get.
No, thank you. And you're right about that. You see somebody with a swastika on, which was an ancient symbol before, which was destroyed by Adolf Hitler and his group of cronies.
Right.
But you look at it now, and that's what you think about.
Precisely. And that's the point. And therefore, symbols affect us spiritually, emotionally, and we even use things like if you need some tape, we'll say, hand me the Scotch tape. Well, it may not be a Scotch company, but everybody thinks of it as Scotch tape.
Yes.
Well, because words and terms and propaganda is continually bombarding us.
They did a great marketing job. Same with tissue paper. You say, get me a Kleenex,
that's
right?
That's it. Exactly. Yep. And so, consequently, I'm saying that we... in our world today, we have what is referred to as a consensus reality, the reality that we have all decided upon, for better or for worse, we've all decided is true. And so it's a consensus reality. Well, I am of the opinion that, no, there's a lot more going on here that they haven't told you. Why is it that all birds, fish, and animals on the prairie... Why is it that birds and fish all immediately fly in a different direction together? What causes that phenomena? What causes people all of a sudden to grab onto something and everybody's doing it? The hula hoop, you know, and the rap music, all of a sudden,
same with clothes. You know, you're out here in Los Angeles and you see some woman buy a fad outfit, and they've all got it.
That's the point. It's overnight.
Yeah.
And I have young people around me tell me, "Oh, I hear some noise on the radio," and they tell me, "Oh, this is the biggest group in the world. I mean, they've made millions." And I'm thinking, "I've never heard this stuff before." And how long have they been out? They've been out for 3 weeks. Well, how could they be that big? Well, they are.
Well, let's talk about the motivation for secret societies, first of all, and without getting into specific names, because you don't have proof over who they might
be.
Of course. But you do have the ability to say what they might be, the kinds of people that are involved in these things, because I think it's bigger than governments. I think it's bigger than elected officials. And, you know, they're the puppet master of the puppets, and we're all the puppets here.
Well, no doubt about that.
What do they want, first of all, Jordan? They've got more money than God, don't they?
Well, yes, and if they don't, they can always print it, you know. They've got printing presses.
Legal printing presses, right?
That's right. And
but I mean, what do they want? What's their motivation here?
Well, again, I have to preface it by saying it's just a subjective opinion of mine, but I think that these people whom we would say are the puppet masters are themselves puppets of a higher power.
Oh, really?
Yes. I am totally convinced for myself that some of the most hidden, powerful people in the world are themselves, in subjection to higher authorities.
And how high might these other authorities go?
Well, now we're talking about, is there something to this story of extraterrestrials intermingling with the human family? As a matter of fact, I have to tell you this. I watched an hour television show a few years back on UFOs on one of the channels, and in it, Gordon Cooper was, he had about 2 or 3 minutes here and there, probably about 5 minutes total out of the whole hour, of Gordon Cooper making comments about his views on extraterrestrials and UFOs.
And he spotted a few.
Yes.
Yep.
So I called the producer, who I happen to know, and I asked him, I said, how long was the interview? Because I know what they do. They'll tape you for 2 hours and use 2 minutes.
Sure.
And so I said, how long was that interview? And he said, oh, it's about an hour and a half at least. And I said, could you make me a copy of that whole interview? And he said, well, I'm not supposed to because it's...
you got the outtakes, huh?
Right. But I talked him into at least giving me a director's cut so I could watch the whole interview. Well, what I am telling you is absolutely astounding. The things which Gordon Cooper, he's a national hero.
Former astronaut to some people who maybe 15 years old or 20 and they don't know who he was.
Well, he was an astronaut and he was one of the first guys out there on the cutting edge.
One of the seven.
That's right. And he is a brilliant guy and very, very smart man, and he had to be an astronaut. Well, on this interview, they had, like, I guess, 3-camera shoot. And so when he was on camera and it was being interviewed by this young girl, it was a very interesting interview. But what really got interesting is when it was off camera, when they would shut the cameras down and they were going to move the set around a little bit, one of the cameras kept rolling. And they recorded the conversation between the hostess and Gordon Cooper off camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it was interesting. And she asked him, and I still have a copy of this thing right here in my office. She asked him, what do you think about the idea of UFOs and extraterrestrials? And he said, I work with one. We have been working with him for some time. We found him in Mexico when he crashed. And our government went down and cordoned off the area where he crashed. We nursed him back to health. He's now with us in this country, and we've been working with him. And I've worked with him personally. So,
oh my
and I
God.
Thought, wow, man, put that on the air.